Hey, it's Luis popping into your feed with a bonus episode of Meet Me, a day before we mark 1 year since the May 16 tornado hit St. Louis. This week, St. Louis Public Radio published several stories in a series we're calling Torn, about the struggle to recover from the tornado, the flailing government response, and the fight for North City. The reporting shows how decisions in City Hall slowed the recovery, how long-standing disinvestment in North City made everything much harder, how neighbors crossed the Del Mar Divide to rebuild together. You can find all of these stories and conversations and much more from the Torn series at our website, stlpr.org/tornado. You can also find it in the podcast feeds of two other STLPR shows, St. Louis on the Air and The Gateway. Those stories go deep into what happened at the institutional level. In this episode, we'll hear what it feels like at the human level. Last episode, we shared a few stories that St. Louisans told on stage at the Meet Me Open Mic event about the day of the tornado and every day since. But more than a dozen people told stories that night, and we want to share more of that experience with you. So here's a collection of more voices from that special evening.
I did what most of us do. I checked on my friends to make sure they were safe and taking shelter. I did not take my own advice.
The way in which the sun changed over my home, I knew that something was shifting.
By the time the winds picked up and I realized what was happening, I was standing at Grand and Lindell, and I was looking at the steeple of that church there. And to my right, it was dark green. And to my left, it was bright blue.
About 2:30, the phone's sounds, sirens, went off, and it was shelter in place. Okay, typical, like, sound, siren. I'll take a look at it, but I'm not gonna do anything different.
Instead, I stood at my front door, watching the storm as it passed over my house. I saw large hail falling. I saw the wind bending trees almost to the ground. And in the middle of it, I called for my cat to come inside. But my cat was wiser than me. He ran across the yard and found shelter underneath the porch, protecting himself while I stood there, exposed to danger.
And then about 2:32, shelter in place now. I called my partner and he was out in the streets telling me, trees are falling everywhere. Shelter in place now. I love you. And it was that moment that I was like, is this what you say to someone before you die? You know, like, that was a different kind of I love you.
I didn't know that it was a tornado. I did not hear anything. I didn't even know my phone was going off because the sound was so loud. I shook like a leaf for a long time. When I was able to get down the steps and just sit in the chair, I couldn't even speak to him. He had to go up to see what I couldn't tell him. Once he got up there, he comes down and says, oh, we got a skylight. A permanent skylight, thinking that it was just one part of the roof. The roof of the house came up from the very back. I have no idea where it landed.
We come through the community, just what she said, devastated. Trees and people outside looking, and the lights are out, and I mean, just pure havoc and disdain.
So I walk up the steps, and my partner walked through the door at that moment, but we're both walking in a huddle of glass. And when we looked up, all the windows on the back of our home were gone.
And so we just tried to make our way home. And when we get home, my windows is gone. My roof messed up. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. So we boarded up my roof. We boarded up my windows. And then about a couple of weeks later, the tarp flies off of my roof. And back up in January, I had let my insurance go. because it had got up to like $800. I don't even have a mortgage, but my insurance was $800. I'm like, I can't afford that.
Then 3 days later, rain. Rain, rain, rain. So my damage went from not just the roof, not just the bricks falling on the ground, but now I have mold. Extreme mold. I can't live in my home. I have been out for 11 months today. I still have mold. I have about 20 tarps on my roof. I'm not still knowing how I'm going to respond to this. Should I cry? Should I scream? I'm going to meetings. I go to the meetings. I go to meetings. I'm listening to people angry, screaming.
I woke up and started using my gas grill. Then I heard a neighbor say, "Miss Claire, I got some bacon." Somebody else said, "I got some hot dogs." And another person said, "I don't have anything, but I'm hungry." And just like that, something beautiful was born. For the next 2 weeks, I cooked every single day, feeding anyone who needed or wanted a meal, no questions asked. Because in that moment, we weren't just neighbors anymore, we were family.
Okay, I have a long list here. Since May 16th of houses that I've worked on, I've got 3 houses on Enright. I rebuilt several parapet walls. I did a structural relay on a bulge on the side of a house. 2 houses on Leduc, 1 house on Raymond, 1 house on Moffitt, 2 houses on Minerva, a house on Colt Brilliant, a house on Lee, a house on Harris, and a house on Holly. I've been working my ass off, excuse my language.
The FEMA guy came out. He showed no empathy. He was rude. He had been with FEMA over 20 years. He didn't turn in nothing about my roof. His main question was, how did you miss some windows? How your windows messed up? Excuse my French, I almost said, what the F you mean? Why don't I have windows? It was just a tornado.
If this were a wooden city, our death toll would be significantly higher.
Most of the help that I've gotten has been from nonprofit agencies. They don't want to take me through a lot of changes. They don't want to know what size underwear I wear. All they want to know is, can we help you? Because recently, with all the going to the meetings and the promises that have not come through, I've begun to have headaches. Because it's always something, but the something is never for me. This has been so encouraging to me, to people repeat what I've been going through.
And I don't care who get mad at me. I am a fan of Ms. Spencer, our mayor. But where I have a gripe is, where's the money? My last words, time is up.
Those were the voices of Brendalyn King, Xavier Phillips, Tabitha Hunt, Elmer Simrell, Yolanda Owens, Sandra Blackshear Miller, Clara Washington, and Patricia Miller. Neighbors in St. Louis, 1 year after the tornado. You've been listening to a bonus episode of Meet Me, a project from St. Louis Public Radio about connecting across divides to find a way forward. This episode is part of the Torn series, looking back at the May 16 tornado 1 year later. Find the full collection of stories at stlpr.org/tornado. This episode was produced by me, Luis Antonio Perez, with editing by Alex Hoyer and Brian Heffernan. Meet Me's engagement producer is Paolo Rodriguez, with support from Laura Hamden. Audio engineering by Drew Yunt. Brian Heffernan is our executive producer. Theme music by Cutta and Friends, with additional music from Thomas Payton and Pulsebox. Special thanks to Cami Thomas, Alyssa Potter, Brittini Gray Chiquillo, Leslie Davis, Maya Williams, Hiba Ahmed, Andrea Henderson, and the Black Healers Collective of InPower Institute and Freedom Community Center. Grant support comes from the James S. McDonald Foundation. Meet me back here in a couple of weeks.